We're going to move right into our second panel for this morning. We're going to be talking about people payment puzzles. I'm going to do the swiftest of introductions so that we don't burn time. We have with us Megan McCollum from the University of Central Florida, Rebecca Menon from MIT, and Paula Torres from KPMG in Houston. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. I guess we will jump in. Or do we want to give people a minute? Or are we good?
I think we're good. Start,
yeah. All right. Cool. All right. During our people payment puzzle presentation, we'll be going through a few different items that hopefully you guys have experience with or at least want to learn more about. We'll be talking about worker classification, some common issues that we see, especially around the university sector, moving expenses, gift cards, and other in-kind benefits, excise tax on executive compensation, and then payroll errors and how to correct those errors. So the first thing we'll go through is worker classification. So when you think of worker classification, we are specifically talking about whether or not you're going to classify someone as an employee or as an independent contractor. So when you're making these decisions, it's good to know why these things are significant and what is the difference. Like, what difference does it make if they're an employee or if they're an independent contractor, and kind of what does that mean from a payroll perspective, but as well as outside of payroll. There's a lot of factors to consider. So when you think about an employee, you are obligated to withhold. You're obligated to pay or withhold their federal income tax as well as their FICA taxes. And then you as the employer are obligated to match those FICA taxes as well, and you deposit those with the IRS. Why this is significant, I think the IRS gets majority, probably like 70% or so of their revenue from employers, from this direct withholding. It's not from the people who, you know, are getting 1099s and they're paying their taxes on their own. So the IRS has a personal vested interest in making sure that people are classified as employees if they should be classified as an employee, and that the employer is collecting that tax at the source. So obviously, with unemployment or with employees, you are also obligated to pay unemployment insurance. So that protects the employee in the event that they lose their job, they're able to go and they're able to file an unemployment insurance claim. Independent contractors cannot do that. So the state, again, has a vested interest in making sure that you are classifying your employees as an employee, if that's truly what they are, and that you're paying in to this unemployment insurance fund. And that's at the federal and at the state level. Some states also have other taxes like disability insurance, paid family medical leave. There's other benefits that people get when they are an employee. So when you're talking about not classifying someone as an employee and then they deem themselves to be an employee and they try to go and get one of these benefits. They try to go file unemployment insurance, or they try to go use their medical leave and things like that. That's typically where you will start to see this breakdown, is if someone thinks that they're entitled to a benefit and they try to go and get that benefit, and then the state says, no, we have no record of you. You're not an employee. You're an independent contractor. That could be a red flag. That could trigger an audit. That could kind of open a can of worms if you have been misclassifying your employees. So on the right-hand side of the screen, you'll see not only is there payroll taxes that are involved if you misclassify your employee or independent contractor, but you run into a foul with the Fair Labor Standards Act, as well as ACA, so any type of healthcare requirements and things like that, the healthcare reporting requirements that that you have when someone is an employee. So you could be looking at going back and paying not only payroll taxes, but what other benefits have they missed out? What other 401k contributions have they missed out, or 403b contributions they've missed out on? The world of penalties is a lot bigger than just the payroll taxes that you may be avoiding initially. So it is important, one, to look at the relationship. Is this truly an independent contractor, or is this or it should be an employee. And then think through kind of what that looks like from a payroll perspective, but then also know that there are other considerations.